talking about lotion and how creepy it is that people apply it all the time. Now, what brought this on was the story, you know, out of Britain about the terrorists, you know, trying to smuggle on liquids to construct explosives on the plane to then blow a hole in the side of the plane and take it down into the ocean, and how that's causing all kinds of disaster in this country now. You have to check your lotions and your liquids and everything in your actual luggage. You can't bring it on board because they think you could make some kind of explosive out of that and what have you. It's just a safety thing. Well, a lot of the news coverage has shown, like, jug upon jug of lotion. Like, there's tons of lotion.
Where do you think all that goes?
I don't know. I hope into the trash.
Yeah.
Free! That's what they just put a sign. Free! Free lotion! Oh, yeah! That's great! Hey, honey, get over here! There's all kinds of free lotion! Use the lotion, even though it comes out of a bottle. Sounds just horrifying, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh, even worse than, like, toothpaste. So, we've been talking this morning about how creepy lotion is, and how, especially people who are applying it constantly, like, every 20 minutes or so, it's a bit much, you know. Like, lay off with the lotion, could you? You're scaring me. So, we've been talking about, if you want to debate that point, if you want to say, hey, this is creepier than lotion, whatever, 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I want to debate the lotion chat with you.
Yes.
I don't think it's really that creepy.
Someone who applies lotion that often?
Well, I mean, my husband applies lotion a lot, and that's because he has really sensitive, dry skin.
Yeah, well, how often does he apply it?
He applies it, like, religiously. Like, he has a spot, like, around his ankle that if he doesn't apply it, like, several, you know, times a day, that it will crack.
Mm-hmm.
Get dry, crack, and start bleeding, and then it takes forever to heal.
Now, I understand that you said several times a day. I am literally, and I'm not even exaggerating, I am literally saying people who apply it like every 20 minutes, because I have seen them do this.
And I think that's just an addiction.
It's a what?
An addiction.
Yeah.
But I really don't think it's that creepy, because it's just like an addiction, just like anything else, like smoking or
yeah.
else.
Yeah, I guess in the scheme of things, being addicted to lotion isn't as bad as being addicted to something else.
Yeah. I mean, not their self, but yeah, I see that. But, I mean, if they're just applying it just to keep their hands moist or whatever, it's just they like that feeling, and I just think it's an addiction just like anything else.
All right. Well, very good points this morning. I'm glad someone had the courage to come out and bring up lotion addiction. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
539-9750 or 238-0975. The questions are, A, is lotion, frequent lotion application, is it creepy? And B, what else is creepier than that, maybe, or as creepy? Go ahead.
Hey, here's a disgusting personal hygiene habit.
Okay.
Not paying any attention to your personal hygiene at all.
Oh, just being filthy?
Yeah, not taking a bath. I mean, having straight up body funk coming out of your armpits. You know, not washing at all and pretending like people don't notice.
Yeah, there's one guy at work who does it. He compensates for it by bathing himself in cologne.
Yeah, bathing himself in cologne, thinking that it's going to mask the fact that you haven't used soap and water. Yeah.
you know any people like that right now? Or?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I work in an office where there is one or two young ladies that are a bit overweight, I'll say, but they seem to think that they don't need to wash.
Oh.
And everybody notices. I mean, when you walk in your workplace and it smells like old onions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, raunch underwear. I mean, seriously, that's just, you know, that's just not cool.
Yeah, you're right. The no hygiene thing, that's worse than having to mean over hygienic on some things.
Absolutely. So I would prefer that people, if they want to put lotion on, great, as long as they're clean, you know.
Yeah, you start mixing lotion, some Vaseline intensive care in with the natural BO funk. It's not a good combination.
No, not at all. And people do notice. And people do talk about you, and they're like, seriously, does she not know that she can't not bathe? I mean,
no, that's true. Every time somebody thinks they're getting away with something, They should realize that they aren't, that everybody knows.
Uh-huh.
Almost everything.
Call them out on it, too. Call them out on it.
Have you done that?
I have. Yeah. That, it doesn't make me, you know. You know.
I'm starting to lose you now. You're breaking up. You still there?
She was just devoured by the robot.
Yeah. 539-9750 or 238-0975. I hope she's all right. I do. Go ahead.
Hey, I got something to discuss. Two things, actually.
Okay.
Constantly brushing the hair. That's what I keep seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do these people not know that if you keep brushing your hair, you will get split ends? Serious.
That is a good tip. You know what? There was this... Oh, God. You just reminded me. I know we talked about hairbrushing a little bit earlier,
mm-hmm.
but there was this woman who I worked with in Lawrence who had Brillo pad hair.
Uh-huh.
Like, her hair was just thick and nasty, and she was always, like, combing it out, and you could hear the hair, like, tearing.
Yeah.
And she's like... It's like making it... Like,
what she can do is get her hair thinned out at the salon.
But check this out, man. Even worse than that, like, her hair... It was, like, adhere to everything.
Oh,
like,
gross.
The carpet, there was, like, the station vehicle. It was just covered in it. It was, like, almost like, why don't we just buy a car with her hair-colored interior? Because you're starting the... It's, oh, God, it's horrifying.